What a teeter-totter can teach you about overcoming overgiving. A subtle shift to holding yourself back and having balance in relationships. It's not uncommon for women to overgive in their relationships and thereby experience a lot of imbalance. And as time goes on, one is doing all of the giving and one is doing all of the taking, except for the breadcrumbs. What isn't realized is how imbalance happens within the first 6 weeks or so of being in a new relationship. And if you look back to the start of your current relationship, if you're in one, or at the beginning of the last one you were in, you will see how the stage was set for this to happen. Here are a few examples. You're in a new relationship and you see that your new partner is struggling financially. What's the tendency? Of course, it's to help out financially, hoping that your support will be the hand up that they need, but you instead find out that your hand up is becoming an unspoken expectation. Another example is, you're in a relationship and your partner has a child from a previous relationship. Your partner asks if you can pick up your child from, or your partner asks if you can pick up their child from the school or playground or from wherever because they will be late for the pickup. And at first you're happy to help, but you notice that it's becoming a common occurrence and that you find yourself doing more drop-offs and more pickups. And then the third example I have is that you notice that your new partner is really busy with work and really doesn't have a lot of time to spend with you. So you decide that you're going to make or order food and have a nice romantic dinner together. But then you notice, but then you begin to notice that you are the only one planning the dates and making arrangements around their schedule. And this is actually quite a common one where women find themselves making the arrangements to get together, to putting in the effort, to putting in the work to stay connected and spend time with this new person. And then their partner is, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be work. It can really be anything that they're doing, but it's they're not putting in the same amount of effort to get together. So that being said, maybe you can recognize yourself in one of these scenarios. I definitely can recognize myself or have recognized myself in these past scenarios. So everything starts out with the best of intentions because after all, we want to be supportive and we want to help, but somewhere inside and somewhere that's not so deep inside, we're also starting to sense the imbalance. The problem is that even though we sense that imbalance, we're not necessarily speaking up and speaking to the imbalance. And this has to do with being able to communicate what it is that we need. So let's equate this to a teeter-totter. And then it occurred to me that not everybody would call a teeter-totter a teeter-totter. Some would call it a seesaw. So imagine this. There's a teeter-totter. And one side of the teeter-totter has a few rocks that are holding it down. Nothing tremendously heavy, just enough to hold it down. The other side, of course, is in the air. And there you come along and you think, that'll be easy to balance. And you hop on the other side to bring it level. And at this point, it's pretty easy to keep it balanced. So a couple weeks later, you see the same teeter-totter. And this time you notice a few more rocks than you did the last time. But and with a little bit more effort, you can bring it to level. And with a little extra effort, you manage to keep it balanced. So far, so good. So you keep coming back to the same teeter-totter, and each time you do, you notice that the rocks are becoming heavier and heavier, and it requires so much more of your weight and effort to bring it level and to keep it balanced. So the rocks in this example represents the responsibility you are carrying in the relationship and for the other person. The rocks don't represent your partner. They represent the responsibility that you're carrying in the relationship. So your partner is off somewhere else doing something else. So this is exactly what happens early on in a relationship where you find yourself giving more than what you're actually getting back. And it's not that hard at first, but you can see as time goes on, it becomes a really heavy burden to be the only one responsible for keeping balance in the relationship. So here's what I want you to always remember. You are a very generous and loving woman. You were born this way. So the way you are doesn't need to change. Having said that, you may have never acquired the skills to be able to pull your energy back to allow your partner to be responsible for their part in the relationship. So it's not about changing who you are and being less generous and less loving. It's about acquiring the skills to pull back your energy to allow your partner to be responsible for their part. And the first thing I want to address is that a lot of times women are scared of losing a new relationship if they stop giving so much of their time, their energy, and their money. This type of woman will actually associate or oftentimes this is associated, the giving is associated with the worthiness of being loved in return. And this has an attachment pattern. This is a learned attachment pattern from early childhood. Now, if you're reading this on the actual blog page, there is a link to a video about the anxious ambivalent attachment type if you want to go and see what that is all about. But here are some thoughts to ponder. How happy will I be in a relationship when I am the only one holding the teeter-totter balanced? So let's move on to tip number two. This requires you to be aware of your pattern to want to step in and save your partner from experiencing discomfort. And this is really interesting because so often being very kind and being very generous and loving in this way and being supportive, what we tend to do is we want to stop other people from experiencing pain or discomfort. It's that saving thing that happens. So the learned skill here is that you can be supportive and loving and kind and generous by listening to your partner. So it's just basically you're holding space for your partner to talk about what it is that's going on for them and then asking them what they think or feel might be a solution to the problem that they're having. Now, I know, you know, when your partner, somebody that you love and care about is suffering in some way, you know, you feel that in your heart. That's the empath side of us. But it's also important to know that by you just hanging back a little bit, it actually holds your energy back. It empowers you because you're taking on a supportive stance. You're not pouring all of your energy into trying to solve the problem for your partner. And it's also empowering to them because they then feel victorious when they were able to resolve their own problem. And it helps to prevent codependent relationships. Now, again, if you're on the website, on the blog post, there's a link to two different attachment types that seem to come together and form these codependent relationships. So I have a note to self here. I will still be loved even when I don't rush in to solve their problems. Now, here is the third tip to help you pull back your energy, is to consider that your new partner may not be ready to be in a balanced relationship with you. I'll just pause here just to kind of let that sink in. Your new partner may not be ready to be in a balanced relationship with you. This requires you to be courageous and let this relationship go, knowing that you're setting yourself free from being in an unhappy relationship. And it also gives them an opportunity to work on themselves if they choose to. So you might let them go and they, you know, you might never see them again. And it doesn't really matter, right? But what's important here again is having the courage to see that the person, there's nothing wrong with that person. They might not be ready to give into a relationship reciprocally and in a balanced way. They might still have lessons to learn. It doesn't make them wrong. It just makes them not at the right place at the right time to be in a relationship with you. So that takes a lot of courage. So I hope this article was helpful, and I hope this article was helpful. Of course, I'm sending you lots of love. If you want to be part of a growing community of women who are learning a new way to love from the inside out, I have a newsletter, and you can go to my website, www.irisseriani.com, and subscribe to the newsletter. And I've also created a free relaxation meditation, because we often don't make ourselves a priority in our lives and fill ourselves up before we give so generously to others. So I'm sending you so much love, and take care.